Good evening, everybody. It's good to see everyone that was able to make it back out this evening as we continue to worship our Heavenly Father and offer up our praise and adoration unto Him. As I had mentioned before, I want to do some parables in the evenings. They will not be every Sunday evening, but I want to sprinkle some in through the other lessons. The parables are important to learn. Jesus taught in so many parables, and there is a reason He did that, and people understand them. And I think sometimes we just look at them as separate stories, and I want to try to connect the dots as we go through these series so that when a situation arises, we have a story that we can tell people to help them understand what the Bible says. The parables of Jesus are classified into seven different sections: the kingdom parables, sinner parables, forgiveness parables, prayer parables, stewardship parables, service parables, and preparation parables. You see, there are a lot of them talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, stories that help us understand that. Sinner parables, the lost sheep, the lost coin, the prodigal son, the elder brother, forgiveness parables, prayer parables, stewardship, service parables, the good Samaritan. Everybody understands that lesson because we understand the good Samaritan. Preparation parables, that we need to be prepared. And then the parables are also broken down mainly into four main chapters. There are other chapters that include parables, but Matthew 13 has seven, Matthew 25 has three, Mark 4 has four, Luke 15 has four. There are a lot more parables than this, but if we can remember these chapters when we're studying with somebody, talking to somebody, we might not know the exact verse, but if we know, oh, I know Matthew 13 has a lot of parables, it's easier to get them to understand some of the lessons. There's so many songs that are based on parables. All things are ready, bringing in the sheaves. God is calling the prodigal. We sing all of these songs all the time and forget the story behind them. So what we've looked at so far, the parable of the empty house, and the main lesson, we must replace evil with good. The Pharisee and the publican, the main lesson, the proud shall be humbled and the humble shall be exalted. And this evening, I want us to look at the two builders. The main lesson is going to be one must be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. And as I said, all the parables are not included in those four chapters. So here we are going to look at a parable that is included in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. This is a story, I think if we grew up in the church, we could sing the song from the time we were probably in one of the first little classes. The wise man built his house upon the rock. It comes from this parable, but there are some really important lessons that we need to get from this. The theme of this parable is obedience. And again, as I said, the main lesson, we must be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Now notice where this falls in chapter 7. It follows a warning beginning in verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And then notice what this parable precedes in verse 28 and 29. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as one of the scribes. So they were astonished at his teaching because he was teaching as authority. We know that Jesus had all authority, Matthew 28:18, and whatever we do, we are to do with authority, Colossians 3:17. But to get the big picture here in Matthew chapter 7, when you go up to verses 15 down through 20, Jesus is talking about, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, inwardly they're ravenous wolves. And he's giving them a warning, and he says, you're going to know who these false teachers are because of their fruits, just like the way we know anything. Observe the fruits, and you know if they're teaching truth or if they're teaching error. Then he drives the point home in verses 21 through 23 of these people that were doing religious things, but without authority. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we done this and that? We prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. Done many wonders in your name. And I will declare to them, depart, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. So he warns them, and then it's like he gives them a 1-2 punch like they do in boxing. He tells all of these religious people, you're going to be lost. You said you're doing it in my name, but I don't even know who you are. And then the second punch he gives them, he follows up with this parable. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story now. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, he will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. There's a lot of foolish people in the world today, a lot of religiously foolish people, because they don't listen to God, they don't listen to his word, and they are building their life, they are building their religion on something where there is no foundation. If Christ has all authority, and he does, Christ has a right to expect his creation to obey him. So this parable deals with God's view on those who hear and obey, or those who hear and disobey. So let's look at it verse by verse here in 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built on his rock, who built on the rock. And again, when we have a therefore, we are to look to see what has gone before. And what has gone before? When he told these people, all these things and you're doing in my name, I'm going to say, depart, depart. So notice, we are to hear the sayings of Jesus. Matthew 17:5, while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. Jesus is the person that we are to listen to. Hebrews 1:1-2, God, who in various times and various ways spoke to time, the time past to the fathers by the prophets, in these last days has spoken to us through his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. So we are to listen to Christ today. And Jesus himself said in John 12:48, the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Doesn't matter what any man says, it's the words of Jesus that we are going to be judged by. Keep your place in Matthew 7 and turn over to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 and verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. And James said in James chapter 1, 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So it's not enough to sit and listen to God's word. We've got to get up and do what God says. And so many of these people in Matthew 7, these false prophets that came in sheep's clothing, but they were ravenous wolves, they were telling them all kinds of things to be doing religiously, and they were doing it. And in the name of Jesus. But they weren't following what Jesus said to do, so they were doing it without authority. So the doer of the word is the wise man. Psalm 19:7 talks about the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. We can be a really simple-minded person, but if we do the will of God, we are wise. We are wise. The wise man said in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, to summarize it, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So again, we are to acknowledge God and what he says and do it. In 24, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. In Luke 6, 47 and 48, whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house. How did he build it? He dug deep. He laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house, and it could not shake, for it was founded on the rock. So all of these passages are showing us that we must be doers of the word, and we must build on the rock, on Jesus. It's not enough just to listen to what Jesus said. Luke 11:28, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, and keep it. There are a lot of people that like to listen to what the Bible says, but they don't like to do it. They don't like to do it. We have a lot of religious friends and religious family. Maybe there might be somebody in this group, but this lesson teaches it's not enough to listen, we must do. Well, in verse 25, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. This is going to be something that all of us are going to go through. The winds are going to blow and beat on our house. Acts 14:22, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. We are going to be tested. James says in chapter 1, blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. It's just like when you build a house, at some point that house is going to be tested. When the winds come, when the rain comes, when the storms come, is that house going to stand or is it going to collapse? Is that house going to stand or is that house going to be blown away? Well, what's that house represent? It represents us. And storms are going to come. Cares, riches, pleasures of this life, various temptations and persecutions. And we must build on the rock and again do what Jesus says, and then our house will stand firm. Psalm 6:26. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And again, another song, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. All of those things are going to come. These are very simple lessons that people just look over, and the consequences are many, including a unhappy, chaotic life here, not to mention losing their soul in the world to come. Verse 26, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So notice some of the similarities between the two builders. Number one, they were both builders. Number two, they both heard the sayings of Christ. So again, thinking of religious people, everybody can say we're all religious. Everybody can say we all hear the sayings of Christ. But notice the differences in these two builders. One obeyed, and he built his house upon a rock. The other did not obey, and he built his house on the sand. And what does Jesus say about the one who hears his word and does not obey him? He's a fool. He is a fool. If you hear the word of God and you do not obey it, you are a fool. I am a fool. I think that just goes through people. They don't let that sink in. And with the privilege of hearing comes the responsibility of obeying. As we said, Jesus, he has created us. It is his right to demand of us that we obey him. And if we do not obey him, you just stop and think about this. We've been separated from our sins. We become the enemies of God. His justice demands that we cannot come into his presence. So he has a place prepared for us, torment without end. Then he offers us the privilege to hear how we can be saved, to hear how God sent his son to reconcile us. We don't listen to that. We don't obey it. What is God's response going to be? 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 and 8. The Lord Jesus, when he is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody will say, well, that's not fair. That's not very loving. It's fair. It's the justice of God. It's the justice of God. So we must build on a strong foundation. 1 Corinthians 3:11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Verse 27, Matthew 7:27. And the rain descended, the floods came up, the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. The house, the life that is not built upon God's word is going to fall. It's going to be a mess. It's going to crumble. Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And Proverbs 24:3, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. We've got to have the wisdom to build our house, our life, where do we get that? We get it from Christ. What happened when Jesus came? The Jews rejected him. As we've been looking at in 1 Peter, Jesus, he's the chief cornerstone, the foundation of this building. And what did the Jews do? They rejected him. They rejected the, just stop and think again about a building. The most important part of it is that chief cornerstone that everything else goes back to, and the Jews rejected it. So that precious cornerstone now becomes a stumbling block to the Jews, and it will become a stumbling block to people today who do not obey and follow his word. So what are some lessons we can learn from this parable? Well, it's not enough not to just hear God's word. We must hear and obey. We must hear and obey. Another thing that this parable teaches us is that we are all builders. This is a story that he was telling back at this time about these two men. It applies just as much today as it did back then. So we are all builders, and all of us, everyone here, we are either building on the rock or we are building on the sand. And every house that we build, every life that we live is going to be tested severely. It's going to be tested. You think about different machines, equipment, cars, airplanes, different products. One of the things, the way they test them is they put them in a wind tunnel. I don't know much about that, but I've seen some of those pieces of some of those tests. When, say they put a piece of equipment in there and they're going to, in this wind tunnel, and they're going to test it. You think the wind's going to be like this? No. It's going to be a high velocity wind to see whatever they put in there can stand up to. When God tests us, we are going to be tested severely. He knows how we're going to stand. We don't. But we need to know how we are going to stand. And it's real easy. I can tell how anybody here is going to stand based on two things. They built their life on the sand. When they're tested, it's going to fall apart. If they've built their life on the rock when they're tested, they are going to stand. You're going to stand, and the world are going to see that your house is built on the rock. Every house and foundation will be tested without partiality. No matter where we are, where we build, the winds are going to come, the rains are going to come, we will be tested. Every house and foundation will be tested divinely. God is going to test each and every one of us. And it's for our good, so that we can prove the preciousness of our faith, and that we might receive that reward. So we're all going to be tested. All houses which do not pass the test will pay eternally. It is not fit to stand. It is not fit to endure forever. And when we think about the man building his life on the rock or the sand, how many people, if you drove to the graveyard, Ron was telling us a story about the cemetery before we started. How many people do you think, if we went to the cemetery and those people there could speak, how many do you think would say, "I wish I had another chance. I wish I had just one more chance"? Friends, we only get one chance to build our house. We only get one chance to live our lives. And if we are not following in Christ, if we are not doing what he says, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And the sad thing is, the majority of people are practicing lawlessness. They are building on the sand. You go back a little bit earlier in Matthew chapter 7 to verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. And it's something else, another lesson that we need to learn from this, that it is possible to be deceived relative to the way that we are building. Satan wants to distract us. You go around, you talk to, you could talk to any people in the denominations in town, you ask them if they think they're going to heaven or going to hell. What are they going to say? Oh, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. What's happened? Satan has deceived them. They have been building their life on the sand. Mark 7:7, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And Colossians 2:8, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. So Satan wants us to build on a faulty foundation. What are some of those foundations he wants us to build on? Well, creeds and doctrines of men. Those are very common, very popular. The sayings of the preacher. People will go by what their preacher says. They will not crack open the Bible to see what God says. And again, it's God's word that is going to judge us. So some people go by the sayings of their preacher. Some go by the sayings of the Pope. Whatever the Pope says goes. He may say this today. He may say the opposite tomorrow. But whatever he says, people go by that. They're being deceived. They are being deceived. People may build their life, their foundation, by their feelings. Well, I feel this is right. This feels good to me. But again, as we talked about this morning, our feelings are not our standard. God's word is our standard. People may take their mother or father over the Bible. It's the wrong foundation. Going by one's conscience. Unity and diversity, that's very popular. We'll just all agree to disagree and we'll all get along. Well, which road are they traveling? Which road are they traveling? Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. That unity and diversity road, Matthew 7:13, that's the sure road to hell. That's the wide way. People build on modern day revelation. People say one church is as good as another. One plan of salvation is just as good as another. What's Jesus going to say? Depart from me, ye who practice iniquity. In this life, we must build on Jesus. We must build character. We must build spiritual strength. We must build our faith. And in so doing that, we will lay up treasures in heaven. So friend, this story was for the people of that time, but this story is for us today. So the question of the evening is, what are you building on? Are you just listening to the words of Jesus, or are you going to put them in practice this week? I have to ask myself that. It's so easy to look at these stories and just say, yeah, that was a really good story. But when you look at chapter 7 and how all of these pieces just fit in together, we can be lulled into thinking that we are okay from 15 through 20, we can say to Jesus in 21 through 23, look at all these good things I'm doing. And as I said, you know, Jesus gave him a 1-2 punch here. He's going to say, depart. And then he tells this story, you need to build on the rock. And friends, if we aren't building on the rock, when we're tested, our house, our life is going to be destroyed. And we don't want to be like one of those people, one of those names we read in the cemetery. If our life is not right, we want to make it right while we were still alive. We want to obey Christ. We want to follow him and not just be doers of the word, or not just hearers of the word, but we want to be doers. If anybody here this evening needs to respond to the gospel invitation, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing.